The Australian EV market continues to grow and develop. In this episode, I'm talking with Brendan Wheeler and Sam Corkeys, co-founders of EVSE. EVSE is an Australian company that specialises in battery charging technology for residential and commercial customers. I'm Adrian Maidment, and this is the EV Quest podcast. Hello, Brendan, and hello, Sam.
G'day. How are you? Great to meet you.
Yeah, great to be able to chat with you guys. I guess you're very busy. Maybe we'll start with a bit of an introduction about what your company actually covers. We'll start with how you started.
In 2014, Sam and I were actually in Europe on a business trip and discovered electric vehicles for the very first time. We had heard nothing about them, didn't know anything about the technology, but saw them everywhere on the streets, charging stations, lining streets, EVs driving everywhere. And it really sparked our interest in the technology, in the sustainability aspect. And we raced back home and wanted to get ahead of a trend, which we thought was going to completely transform automation, and started a business from Sam's parents' garage. And what we saw was probably the first 4 or 5 years, it went pretty much nowhere, tracking EV sales in Australia, which were zero.
Basically zero.
Yeah. Until probably the last sort of 2 to 3 years when we really started to see the trend change, government change as well, more support at a corporate level for electric vehicle technology. And that's sort of seen our business really grow and scale. Today, we've got over 60 staff spread across offices in 4 states. And obviously, we're talking to you right now about our exciting news to expand into New Zealand.
Yeah, it's great. Just sort of on your products, just as a bit of an overview, like on the website, there's a lot going on of products and services. So what's your main areas of business?
Well, we're an EV charging specialist company. So our aim is to provide the end customer with absolutely everything they could ever require for EV charging, whether it be plug-in or all the way out to your fast, ultra-fast DC chargers. Our business is about solutions, right? It's how do we supply you a charger and how do we support you with installation and ongoing monitoring and maintenance. And that's what we believe is what the customers want, it's what we believe the customers need and what we'll continue to provide. Our focus is kind of increasing and improving on our range. So, you'll have access to credit cards on DC chargers. You'll have access to, smart portables so you can actually monitor a review all in the comfort of your own home. And importantly, solar power chargers for the home. So, you can use the cleanest, greenest energy. In the commercial space, we believe in fit-for-form chargers. We don't want to sell you a plastic charger that sits outside in the weather. We want to sell you a metallic unit with a big screen that tells you exactly what's happening and, is conducive to what people want.
Yeah. And probably to add to that, I think it's a focus on the solution for the customer. They're not buying a charger just to pop it on the wall or have it sit in their car park. They're buying, a way to power that work vehicle, truck or bus to go about their daily activities, to run their business. So the operation and maintenance piece, the uptime piece, and the way solutions are designed and delivered are really critical. And as an organization, we're able to deliver a turnkey solution to customers, take a lot of complexity out of trying to, wrangle multiple stakeholders and bring this complicated beast together. And particularly if something happens to the charger, if something goes wrong, there's one point of accountability, one point of sort of contact for that customer to get something solved really quickly. So that's what has resonated quite well here in Australia. And we're looking to bring that to New Zealand as well.
When are you bringing that to New Zealand? I guess we might as well segue into that.
It's pretty much imminent. So we've already got EV chargers, DC and AC, that have been installed in New Zealand. Yes. And now we're bringing person on the ground to really support the market.
That's exciting. Yeah. Just on the, what sort of questions do customers mainly want answered when they're getting into the EV space?
Well, I think people want confidence.
Yeah.
Like for me, you're already taking, your first steps buying an electric car, and with petrol, right, you don't have to think about where you're going to fill it up. You know that. But with EV charging, there's that added step. And it's different to petrol because you can charge anywhere you park, right? You can charge at home. Obviously, can't fill your car up at home with petrol.
Yeah.
Charge at work or at a destination or along the highway with destinations. And we believe we need solutions in every part of that market. And people want that comfort that when they buy their electric car, they've got someone who they know can understand the perfect solution for them and provide that. And so we get a lot of questions on, you know, how do I install it? How much is it going to cost me? How do I kind of understand my electricity usage? How do I make sure it works for a very long time? And that's what we do. That's what we deliver.
How are you finding the market changing in Australia at the moment over the last few years?
Australia has kind of maybe not tracked New Zealand in the sense. I know New Zealand really started with a bang, and it's a great market for electric vehicles, New Zealand, because they're essentially two islands and, you know, 500 kilometers of range can really, really harness, you know, your ability to go across New Zealand. Australia was a market really where the distances between our major capitals and cities is larger. So there was that initial reluctance. What we found is as EVs got better, your Teslas became more affordable and the Ranger had that 500 kilometer mark, EV penetration really started taking off. We now have, you know, challenger brands from both, you know, Japan, China, US, and Europe coming to market also along that 500 kilometer mark. And we're seeing penetration now here in Australia at about 10% of new car sales. I mean, it's still nothing of the total market, which is 20 million. We know in New Zealand there's been recent changes in the government around subsidies and the packages provided. But we're believers. You know, I don't sell electric vehicle charging because that's just because what I want to do. It's because I believe in the technology and I don't believe that you need a subsidy. Australia hasn't really had subsidies. It's done very well. And we're entering New Zealand because we want to deliver solutions. We want to live and breathe what we do here and continue to do that in New Zealand. And, you know, that our partnership with IntelliHub will allow us to provide technology not currently available in New Zealand. Yes, you can have solar charging, but what we want to do is allow you to have demand side flexibility, have cheaper electricity, you know, charge your car with the cleanest energy and it's cheapest priced. That's how you beat petrol. You don't need a subsidy when it's cheaper from day one anyway. You know, I've been across the world and I've seen it with my own eyes. I've seen the EV revolution. That's why when I'm in Australia, every day I look around, I say, it's still not here yet. And I don't think it's not yet there also in New Zealand. It could be bigger.
How does solar tie in? I mean, I quite like the idea of solar. How do I sort of set that up? What's the keys to that?
Well, in the home, it's relatively simple, right? Like, you know, you in Australia especially, you get a lot of sunshine. But, you know, New Zealand's also blessed with sunshine for most times of the year, especially in summer. And when the sun is shining and your home consumption is relatively low, you're not using the kettle or aircon, often there's a lot of electricity in the day going out to the grid. And we've got a really simple solution. You just tie in a CT clamp on that supply into the home, and it will understand when you're exporting and when you're using electricity. And the app is so intuitive that you can set solar only mode, solar assist, so that it will always charge your car and use the excess solar, or just charge your car as fast as possible. And so that is available. We've got a premium version with a beautiful screen and, you know, RFID and MID metering. And we've got a basic version, which is more along the lines of just, you know, it's nice, it works, and it's got good form and it's cost effective. But it's compatible with every solar system, so you don't have to worry.
Or maybe just on the future, is there sort of big developments that are coming along in the industry overall that people should be aware of?
Absolutely. I think OCPP 2.0 is opening up the realm of possibility in terms of EV charging around vehicle to grid, around plug and charge, around improved security protocols. It's something that we already have available is OCP 2.0. One of the only providers in Australia and New Zealand with that capability. And we'll soon be launching vehicle-to-grid capable ISO 15118 products. So something different. There's a lot more work around V2G. I don't want to say it because it sounds sexy, but there's a lot more to it. It's probably still beta technology. So it's a more wait and see. On the home side as well, with our partnership with IntelliHub, we're looking at providing demand-side capabilities for big energy as well as everyday energy consumers around flexible tariffs and utilizing kind of greener energy or using demand-side offsets so that you can have cheaper rates of electricity. That technology is currently in testing here in Australia and it's looking good. It's looking very nice. On a commercial side, it's ultra fast. It's hub and spoke DC chargers. It's credit card integrations directly on screens. I would say as a company, for me, user experience. Yeah, It's all good to have all this technology, but it's like Apple. You want it so that it feels good when you use it.
And just getting back to your business as a whole, recently, I guess the idea of how important the future is in the EV space, you guys had a bit of an investment from Pacific Equity Partners, a $250 million investment, which what opportunities does that provide you as a business? I'm obviously, must be
it's a tick for the EV industry.
Yeah.
The number is more reflective of the demand side response around what IntelliHub is doing within the space around smart meters, you know, solar batteries and integration. Obviously, a big part of that is going to be electric vehicles in the home and technology to power that. But what it does for us is it enables us to deploy technology that we've always wanted to do, Adrian, because technology is expensive, and doing a lot of these stuff and the taking engineering and resources around building this in the back end, you know, it can be very hard on businesses. And so it gives us the confidence to invest, really. And that technology will be available in Australia and in New Zealand. So you can do more than just charge your car. Because I believe the world is more connected than ever. COVID showed us that. And, you know, if one part of the world stops, the whole world stops. And, you know, I still feel in a world where, you know, we want our technology to be more integrated, because there will be days where the sun doesn't shine, the wind doesn't blow, and the renewables are not in the grid. And we need to be smarter with how we use electricity. And that is what this is all about. And that is what the investment's all about. We're becoming part of something bigger.
What were some of the big challenges of getting to this level of growth along the way?
I mean, along the year, we've been in the industry for 9 years. So I've seen it all. I feel like it's a short time in business, I guess, but it's a long time in EV.
Yeah, it's kind of these guys have been, I read it, like long-term business, like that's only 9 years. And it's like, but EV space.
I mean, you know, you have to work two or three jobs. You've got to do things at cost. You know, you've got to be prepared to lose money. I think that was the thing that I didn't realize about business. It's not easy. It's a lot harder than people think. And when the EV industry was a lot smaller, you were constantly providing a lot of consultation. You know, provide a lot of kind of non-build support, if you could say it. And, you know, we just had to dig deep. We had to work harder. You know, you're 60, 70, 80-hour weeks. We've done those. We still sometimes do those. And that's every business owner has to come across that and really understand that.
Yeah. I think for us, it's just been a constant journey of improvement. So, you know, testing ideas, putting products out there, deploying solutions, listening to the feedback of the customer and trying to do it better next time. I think that constant cycle over the past 9 years has allowed us to improve. And obviously we were bootstrapped, right? Like every dollar we made went back into the business. We had to find a way to do things the right way in a sustainable way to build a solid foundation. And that's sort of what attracted that investment into us towards the end of last year is what we'd been doing on the business side, but also some of the foundational partnerships we'd sort of established with OEMs, with energy retailers and other parties. That strong foundation is enabling us to sort of put us in a really strong position to capture the upswing as the market really starts to kick off and accelerate. But it's been hard, right? It's not easy. I think looking back into hindsight, if you probably knew what you had to do to get there, you may not choose to do it. But it's very valuable and rewarding, and it does force you to really grow and evolve.
Just the industry overall, it's still quite early days, isn't it? Because some people are going
absolutely
negative, but it's very early stages of the whole industry, isn't it?
Where do you think the industry is at currently, Adrian?
I think it's very early days, and the whole world's about to majorly change.
Yeah, look, it's a transition, right? It's not going to change overnight, but I think, if things can be done well at the start, it certainly facilitates that transition to be more seamless. It's something that we've seen in Australia, probably a lack of supportive government policy for a long time was an anchor on the industry. You're seeing the recent sort of fuel emission standards start to come in. These things are necessary to start to align stakeholders around, supporting the transition. And I don't think it needs to be for EVs. Don't need to be for everyone today. If you need to tow a caravan around Australia, maybe an EV isn't for you, but for a lot of people, it does make sense. You know, the average Australian drives somewhere in the vicinity of sort of 40 to 50 Ks a day. We've got a lot of detached homes with off-street parking. We've got high penetration of solar. You know, for a lot of people, it makes a lot of sense. And, you know, for us, it's about how do we support people today who want to make that transition and make it nice and simple for them, and then look to solve some of the more complicated challenges as the industry evolves and the market evolves, right?
I mean, Australia and New Zealand, we're in the same situation. We have to import oil. We have to. Yeah, absolutely no other way around it. And that money goes to some of the craziest parts of the world on Earth. We can generate our own electricity. Electric cars can be powered directly by our own nations. This is what I think is forgotten so easily. The other thing is a common electric car now can go 500 Ks. A petrol car can go 500 Ks. We just need to replace the petrol stations with electric stations. Have a bit at home, have a bit on the way, and the transition is on the way. So it's hard because we have to build 110 years of infrastructure ASAP.
Yeah.
And I'm quite looking forward to that. But the idea that this is insurmountable, this won't happen, like it just... You just know, like sometimes you know when a technology, like you go in the phones came out and you say, yeah, this is going to take over. It's better. The technology is better. They're faster. They're cleaner. They look cool. Right, you can do all kinds of the crazy design. I think we're bullish, right? If it was a stock, we would say we're bullish on EVs.
And where do you see your, maybe the business and the say Australia, New Zealand market in say 5 years? What's it going to look like?
I don't know how the business will look in 5 years. What I want is that everyone can go to a car dealership and be able to buy an EV at Cochlan and say, this is going to make my life better. I'm going to be able to charge my car with clean energy, both at home and on the road. And I want to be part of the solution. And I want to be able to build the technology that, you know, when you drive around and I go to my kids, hey, we installed this charger, we did this, and... Yeah, and it's all about integrations and how we can make our products fit into this bigger energy ecosystem, both nationally and internationally.
Yeah.
If I can do that and Brendan can do that, I'm speaking for Brendan here, but that's all we want, right?
Yeah, I think we want to see the EV infrastructure being part of the broader energy ecosystem. You know, for a long time, we sort of struggled with how we can incorporate what we're doing to be, you know, part of that broader sort of solution. And that's what this investment and some of the strategic partnerships opens up, is the ability to integrate these charges in a deeper way, and therefore unlock a lot more value and support that transition in a really nice way moving forward.
And New Zealand, are you going to have a specific office in New Zealand as well?
Yep.
We'll be based out of Auckland. Sorry to be so boring and just go to the big city.
That's a shame.
Where do you want us?
No.
Oh, next to... Where's
Queenstown, maybe?
Queenstown, huh?
Gross, agree, Queenstown? No, I'm in Tauranga. No, I was in Auckland this morning and I was at the drive through it, so I'm still a little bit negative at the moment.
I think what we're trying to do is just set up shop in a place where we can distribute products first.
Yeah.
And look to expand. Similar to what we've done in Australia, we believe in a local feel, a local flavour. Like, we don't believe you can just be an Aussie company in New Zealand. You got EVC NZ will be the New Zealand flavor, right?
Ooh,
it'll be tailored and focused towards New Zealanders.
Yeah. So
with people on the ground that are familiar with local regulations and governments. And I think I butchered that in New Zealand.
Yeah, you
might need to edit that out.
You'll have to revoice that for the commercials in New Zealand. Yeah. No, we'll leave that in.
Of course. Let's see your best Australian impersonation, Adrian.
G'day, mate.
Not bad.
That's all right.
Yeah. Any other key points you wanted to cover off about what you got?
I think
projects.
Our focus as well will be on reliability.
Oh yeah,
and that's normal, right? Whenever you have Gen 1 early technology, there's that learning curve, and everyone's going through that. Our big focus over the last 12 months is reliability. You know, how do we make these products last a long, long time? It's not sustainable to rip out a charger after 2 years. Full stop. That's not practicing what you preach. That's creating the same problem, right? So I think the product lines that we're introducing now, long-term, repairable, replaceable parts, especially in the commercial side, modules that can withstand, you know, 10, 15 years of usage, right? Shouldn't whack DC chargers in the fan after 6 months. Yeah, I think that's for me, confidence. You know, you can buy a car and you should go to that station and be able to use. Now, that's not saying that nothing will ever break, right? You go to a petrol station all the time, one bounces out, right? So also having stations that are a little bit more flexible, a bit bigger, you know, not just one charger in the middle of nowhere, you know, a couple of chargers, a cafe, an experience, right? You know, we're part of this journey, right? We're not the only company. We don't expect to be the only company. People say, oh, do you wish you were the only company in the industry? I say, no. Competition is good. It's healthy. Yeah, we're part of this transition. And every day, Australians and New Zealanders are the ones who really facilitate that. And so that's, you know, we're just another player in the mix that we believe will be providing some absolutely fantastic solutions.
Cover maybe just a little bit of a motivation for the people of New Zealand, because the sales have dropped off the last couple of months with our loss of money from the government, but Australia's sort of kept on going. So what's some sort of words of wisdom for the potential electric vehicle buyer?
Look, Australia was able to just start really transitioning without subsidies. I think subsidies are good at the start, but the price of electricity is so much cheaper than petrol. Every single day that you own an electric car, the price, the money you will save is exponential. Like it just adds up and adds up. Petrol will only get more expensive. And I've never seen it go down, you know. Every day I drive, you know, I drive past the petrol station, it's still $2, 2.20, 2.30. But your petrol, your EV, you have solar at home, your bill could be zero. Like over the weekend, I charged my car with 100% clean energy. I was like, for two reasons, right? One, I like to save some money, and so should everyone. And two, it was clean, right? That's the utopia of our industry, right? Tailpipe emissions, right? If you charge from coal, I guess you are shifting some of that kind of emissions outside of the city. But if you go with your solar, you do that for 10 years, you're part of the solution. That's what I believe, right? Your decision to buy electric shouldn't just be for dollars and cents. There's more to it, right? In a country like New Zealand, Australia, if it costs you $1,000 more, but it can deliver you long-term value every single day of the week, you should be buying that car. Yeah, we're not coming into New Zealand afraid. You know, we think it's an absolute cracker market. You know, anything that has an island where the location city to city is relatively short, that's a place where you should be kind of.
Okay, that's good. And Brendan, do you want to finish on, say anything to finish off on?
Yeah, I think for us, the ability to, you know, deliver the same standard of service and sort of value proposition we do in Australia is really exciting for us. For a long time, we've had customers and partners sort of asking us or encouraging us to do some work in New Zealand, but we've had to hold back because of, you know, the fact that we've always had a long-term view on how we do things, and we're mindful of the customer outcomes and our reputation and how we're perceived in the market. So it's exciting that we now have the ability to do that, and we really look forward to bringing, you know, a unique perspective, some experience that's unique here, but tailoring it to what New Zealand customers in the New Zealand market want. So we're not there to sort of tell you what to do. We're there to listen to what you want and then find the right solution that exactly fits what the customer needs over there. So that's super exciting for us, to be part of that and, yeah, grow the business and make a bigger impact.
Okay, that's great. And people can find out more on your website,
ebsc.com.au, but there will be an ebsc.nz.
Oh, yeah, I was going to ask you about that.
That's going to launch in T-minus April 1st. Okay, so as I said, we're going local. Like it's going to be a New Zealand business. We're not looking at it as a satellite. We're looking at it as purely someone, a business and people in New Zealand to service New Zealand.
Okay, then. Might as well finish on that note. That's great. And we'll see you in New Zealand soon.
Absolutely. Where am I coming to see Adrian? Christchurch?
No, not Christchurch. I'll be in Tauranga.
Oh, fantastic. Even better. Is that?
It's better than Auckland. Yep.
I believe you.
It is.
I believe you. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah. No, Auckland's fine. Auckland's fine.